Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday here, the 2nd of May, 2025, 6:05 in the morning. Welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we have Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Good morning.
Benjamin? No. What is it? Benjamin?
Benjamin.
Benjamin. As opposed to the other Ben who was Benjamin.
Yes. I just noticed that the other day. I saw that.
Yeah, South African. So, and Philip's here. Philip's thinking about joining our crew. Good morning, buddy. He is an IT kind of guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you.
He's not afraid of computers. Like,
set up my new Apple computer.
Can you do that? He can. Can you set up a new Apple computer?
We'll talk about that at another time. But, you know, we've got a very special, two special guests in the studio today. Did you want to find out the weather or what day of the week it was?
I wanted to find out if it's a special day.
Well, you actually do that, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Ben?
Well, we have National Space Day today.
National Space Day.
First Friday in May.
And
then School Lunch Hero Day.
School Lunch Hero Day. All right.
Okay.
National Life Insurance Day.
Is that hero like a sandwich?
Let's look. I don't... maybe.
Okay.
Men and women who make cafeterias in the sky.
That
a better
is
place.
Great.
So basically, the people that work in the cafeteria.
That is a really important job. And some people say, oh, you know, my job, I like a bus driver. I'm sorry, that is part of your your wheel, the things that get you where you need to go, that where you can be healthy and move along. Those are important increments of the big picture. So I like that there's been a day called National Lunch Hero. National what?
Lunch Hero Day.
Hero Day. There we go. Okay, let's go to the weather. Sunny today with a high of 83, overnight lows tonight, 58. Now, they are predicting a chance of showers tonight. Could be a little bit, maybe even thunderstorms. There's about 30% chance of precipitation. And then tomorrow, we do have chance of showers. But, it's going to be one of those things like with 72 degrees that it may happen and may not happen, but you know, there could be less than a tenth of inch possible, so maybe scattered showers. Saturday night is calling for wind, though, with gusts up to 18 miles per hour on Saturday night with decreasing clouds with our overnight lows of 50. Sunday high, the high temperatures, meaning, you know, what is it going to get to, 79-ish, and overnight lows on Sunday night, 53. So as we progress next week, we're up into high 80s. On Monday and Tuesday, and we get back into a beautiful weather. But know that this Saturday, we're going to be having the scattered showers as well. The weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, that Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793 is how you get a hold of them for all of your Shasta and gas and propane needs, and that is the Kinney family, a veteran-owned business.
And we have Haven Humane here, and Reed has brought this is a young dog.
Yeah.
You got to turn her on, though. Hello.
I got you. She's
okay.
Can you
on.
Hear me?
Yes, it's Reed.
Yeah,
how are
morning.
You?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
From our Haven Humane representative.
For our pet of the week, and he's young.
Yes, this is Tucker. He is about 9 months old, so he's still a puppy.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you. This dog, okay, what kind? First of all, let's talk about what kind of dog this is.
We have him labeled as some sort of pit mix. Not very sure what he is. He's definitely a mutt. He's all white with some big brown spots.
Yeah, he looks like a bird dog to me.
Has like little ears.
Like
so
a chunky bird
he
dog.
Yeah, he doesn't
really
look. He doesn't look like a. He doesn't look like pity to me at all. But in the United States, every dog someplace somehow has got pity in him. But he is that's a cutie. He took Buford's bone.
He immediately found my bone.
And then he brought it over to me. Yeah. He's ready to play. He brought it over and he nudged it with his nose going, okay,
he
throw
loves
it.
Toys.
Yeah, he came over and licked my hands and he's just a good little boy. Not little.
Yeah, not very little. He's about 50 pounds, so... not quite a lap dog, although he thinks he is. Very playful, very energetic. He really just thinks everybody is his best friend.
Well, now, how long have you had Tucker?
He was actually adopted from us a couple months ago, and then unfortunately made his way back to us. So we've only had him a couple weeks now, but it is his second stay with us.
Well, you know, he's an active dog.
Yeah.
And if somebody took him thinking that he was going to be, at 9 months, be trained and do everything correct, that's just wrong.
Yeah, and he's still learning. He definitely could benefit from some training.
Yeah.
He can be a little mouthy. He thinks that everything's a toy. So your sleeves, your watch, your
hands. But when he came over, he came over to me like that. But as soon as I said no, he backed right off and said, let me lick your finger. I was just tasting them because you taste so good. I want to go home with you.
Right. And his name is Tucker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now.
So you're making the media rounds today.
Yes, we are.
And how did you pick Tucker out to be Pet of the Week?
He is just an all-around really fun guy. I don't think he would have any problems meeting new people. I didn't want to take somebody that would be more scared.
Yeah.
I wanted somebody more outgoing that would be happy to meet new people. And he checks all the boxes.
Great. Wonderful.
He's done great with other dogs as well. He really likes to play with them.
So what else is happening at Haven that we should know about that's coming up this week? Or this month?
Well, right now we are doing an adoption promotion.
Okay.
So the Bissell Pet Foundation is sponsoring all of the animals' adoption fees until the 15th.
And
so
you can get a dog for $25 and a kitty for $10.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she does. The Bissell Foundation is such a great organization.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
From, it's Bissell.
Vacuum
cleaner,
whatever.
And the lady has given millions in support of animal shelters.
So
like
many
this.
Different shelters.
So many different. It's like well over 100 that she helps.
Yeah.
And Haven Humane, reaches that, they're at that point of being that quality shelter that the Bissell Foundation is happy to support you.
Yeah, we're very lucky that we get to participate in those events.
Well, Tucker is going to be good for family. I could see him with the family, and he is somebody to walk the trail with.
Yeah, he walks great on leash.
He does. Okay.
Yeah, pretty steady. He does have his moments of pulling when he sees a new friend that he has to say hello to.
That's Buford. Buford sees a new kitty friend, and it's
gets
like
excited.
Well, his name becomes leave it. Yeah. And that works.
Well, I was looking up the Bissell Pet Foundation, and it said that they have donated to over in the 50 states.
Wow! Yeah.
For these periods of time where they really help with adoption.
Yeah.
And I love that. Obviously, this family has done very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
A household name, and that for the love of pets.
Yeah.
I mean, what you either have a building erected in your name at a university, or you do something like this. So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you can take Tucker home.
You can for just $25.
$25, come in and make an appointment, or just come in and say, hey, I heard about Tucker. I really want to see this dog.
Feel free to stop by. We open up at 11 a.m., or you can give us a call at 241-1653 if you do want to get some more info about him or any other animals that we might have.
Okay, we're going to do a quick video. We're going to put on Facebook after we leave right now. But good luck, Tucker, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. K
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Celebrate that special mom in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch in our event center on Sunday, May 11th. Seatings are available at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Let us do the cooking and the dishes so you can enjoy quality time with your loved ones. Pricing per person only, $45 plus fees. Reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And good morning and welcome back to this beautiful Friday here on KCNR with Carl and Linda. It's going to be 83 today and we're going to be posting that Pet of the Week, Tucker, from Haven Humane. And of course, many of you know that we adopted our beautiful Buford from discovering him when they came into the studios for Pet of the Week. And we were not really in the market, not sure really our hearts were open after Snooki passed, who we all know that was a beautiful 14-pound Malta Pom. We had these little dogs, and then all of a sudden 3 years passes by, and every Friday after having Pet of the Week come in, Buford arrived, and he was just, I don't know, it's one of those things where you don't think you're ready, and then all of a sudden you're paw-struck. Oh, gosh. I wanted to share with you, too, as we're moving around here on this Friday morning, that on, was it Wednesday? It was the 30th of April. That I had been graciously, blessed to be invited to sing the national anthem out at the Veterans Home. And if you've never been out to the Veterans Home, we are just very fortunate here in the North State. All the things that we have, but our VA hospital and our Veterans Home, it's a beautiful facility. And I've done a couple events out there and have toured and helped with doing like Christmas decorations, et cetera, through the years. But I'm always impressed with the heartfelt staff and how much they get behind these veterans and how fortunate I think it's just a win-win thing. And so they had the first responders. So we had the staff, you know, Chief Brian Barner, and there was must have been, I don't know, six or seven of the police department. We had a canine, what do you want, exhibit. We had the, what are they, search and rescue, and we had the fire department, and all of our first responders. I mean, not all of them, because some had to be ready to be on call. But so, Carl, I said when we had...
Did you get arrested again?
Well, I did. But I posted it and then I took it off because it's the second time Officer Renault has handcuffed me. And now I can really feel what it feels like. The first time was at the rodeo because, you know, they have that, what's it called, the bandit when I did the bank robbery.
The big bank robbery that you had, the lone stranger and sidekick. You were sidekick.
I was sidekick. And I usually tell you everything, but I slept with you for... There I was sleeping next to you and never told you that I held up a bank. Well, you know how hard that was?
It's just a little thing.
That's a double life right there.
It's a double life that you didn't tell me you were part of the Asphalt Cowboys bank robbery. It made you crazy, right?
Well, not really, because I compartmentalized like you do.
No,
I was
don't.
Easy at
compartmentalizing. You share everything with me.
Well, not that.
Except
not
that.
Everything.
But so. You feel guilty.
Well, it wasn't until afterwards that I said, can you believe there would be times I'd go, and then I would change the subject, so I'd stop myself. But, anyway, so we were out there, and so he was in front of the other guys, and it was a chuckle, and he said, okay, since I'm here, I'm going to handcuff you again, so. But, I got to crawl up on top of the, fire engine. I wanted to go all the way up into the bucket, but let me tell you, it was a windy day, and that is way it was ridiculous. And on top of where the bucket is, they had a beautiful, beautiful American flag. But I got to crawl on top of the fire engine and, sing the national anthem. And it was very moving, a beautiful day. And I feel really, really fortunate. And you and I have watched since that veteran home was built and, you know, founded and started here in Reading due largely to, Senator Johansson.
Yes. I was just, that's our guest. That's going to be on at 7:30. And, so we'll get to her in a minute. You know, they've got a new Sherry Papini docuseries.
Oh man.
I can't wait to see this. That is so tongue in cheek. Trust me. It's called Sherry Papini Caught in the Lie. It's scheduled to premiere on May 26th on Investigation Discovery. Never heard of it. It must be a one of the cable channels or something. It will feature unprecedented access to archival footage, legal documents, and court filings, as well as extensive interviews with those close to Papini and the investigation. Didn't they just have
I
one
did,
of those?
Yeah,
didn't
I
we just see
I
one
had
of those?
Enough already. You
yeah,
know, I mean,
here, this is what she said. Haven't you ever lied before?
Oh my gosh!
You know, Sherry, 99.9% of the people don't lie like you
and
did.
Brand and then have it. You know, a manhunt and a witch hunt and a I don't know. I don't even. It's just it's sickening to me, and I feel terrible when this, I don't know, I know if it's red, it bleeds. But, well, I mean, if it bleeds, it's news. But the thing
I
is,
I wonder how much she got paid for
Let their
this.
Family alone. Leave it alone. Let the kids be, try to come back to some normalcy.
Well, she doesn't care because she's getting paid for it. I'll tell you right now, she's getting paid for it. And, which is good because she owes the county something thousand dollars and other people, and she's got to pay back the government for the cheating she did on, you know, people getting money because, or victim, you know, victims funding for her. And for the first time, Papini will share her account of events as she recalls them, offering rare insights into her mindset during her disappearance and the subsequent investigation into abduction claims upon return home. And we're going to talk about her life after prison and struggle to get joint custody of her two kids. Ah! Okay. She's also being sued by her ex-mother-in-law, claims Papini owes her more than $50,000. In the lawsuit, she claimed to loan her daughter in March of 2022. Before, she loaned her the money before she found out it was false. And, let me see, also has failed to pay the Shasta County Sheriff's Office nearly $149,000 in restitution. And, so.
Are you looking through the glass right now?
Looking through the glass.
Looking through the studio glass right now to see what's happening with our upcoming guest in Buford. Dog, we take him to the station with us. And what we said, look at that, the eyes. Oh, my God. So we always say that our Buford is nobody's dog. He's everybody's dog. He is in there right now with just putting his paw up like, aren't I lovely? Aren't I the most beautiful dog?
And then when you try to stop and have some time for yourself, here comes the paw. The paw comes up and goes, well, wait a minute. Wait. He's literally put his paw on the iPad and pulled the iPad down when I've been reading. He'll go, excuse me, I don't think I've had enough.
Well, that's me too.
Well, that's true.
I need some attention.
I got Buford pulling down the iPad and you turning off the TV, and I'm sitting there going, okay, I guess I'm loved tonight. So.
And by the way, I heard your interview yesterday. I would like to remind everybody about that. You can go back to the archives, but it's called Tohidu.
Yeah.
At the Riverfront Playhouse. And that was really interesting to hear, the actors in being interviewed and, how they went to the Red Bluff Roundup so they could get kind of an insight.
No, honey, they went to the Redding Rodeo.
I thought they went to the Red Bluff. I heard Red Bluff Roundup so they could witness.
You're absolutely right. One of the actors had never been to a rodeo,
yes.
And he went to the Red Bluff Roundup.
Okay.
But they worked extensively,
yes,
with the Redding Rodeo guys, Lee Luff and the gang there, to make it more realistic. It's based around the Redding Rodeo.
Right, written by Lisa Murphy Collins, who's amazing, and you know that we did a short film with her many years ago. But that's the part I heard about the guy, one of the actors that had gone down to Red Bluff so he could actually get, and you had said, I wish that we would have known because we would have taken you back where you can see the bull riders and the bronco riders, when they gear up, you know, because we see the pretty side of the art form, and it's truly an art form, and these guys do get, hurt and thrashed, so they've learned through the years with their neck braces and their arm braces and how they tape up what happens if they get thrown. So anyway, that's going to be happening at the Riverfront Playhouse, and we would love to we're going to eventually give tickets away, but I just thought that was a great interview, Carl.
Well, thank you. You know, I think it's going to be a real interesting play. They're going to have a horse, a bull, and a dog on stage. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how they do that. I don't think it's a live bull or a live horse. So
no, and finally, no. They said that it comes to life like it's an amazing creature that, you know, is a puppeteer that actually, when you think about it, almost like if you watch The Lion King, all of a sudden those actors and singers and dancers become, you know, animals of the kingdom. Okay, one thing before we leave, real ID deadline looms, folks. This is something you really don't get a choice of if you are going to travel at all. So travelers are scrambling to obtain real IDs before the May 7th deadline. People who show up at an airport after that date with a real ID and do not have another acceptable alternative like a passport can expect to face delays, additional screening, and possibly refusal to travel. And that's just a reality.
Well, now, if you, for some reason, don't have a real ID, there are other things that will serve, like your passport. Or a passport card. I think military ID is also accepted. In fact, I'm sure it is. And it's something to prove who you are. You know Bert and Ernie's, that bar down there? It was down by Moles Glass. And, you know, Bert and Ernie's bar, it was around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shut down and it was abandoned. Burnt down last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's been a home of transients, it was, according to the report. But, yeah, Bert and Ernie's bar. Because that's where we used to do some of our printing and get things mailed out early on, you know, when we first started in that building next to that. So,
okay.
And it's down by Moles
Glass. By Moles Glass, yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, man.
Yep. Looks like it was fully engulfed.
Oh, man.
It was, but it was abandoned, so hopefully none of the other businesses around it were hurt. Okay, time to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, great selections of jewelry at very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated for over 30 years.
They're amazing.
They
are just amazing. Okay.
Did I say where it was?
Yeah. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Experience glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Reading, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard ways,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Dogs out! Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let those dogs out? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the station studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com, the 2nd of May, 7:35 in the morning.
That's right.
You know, this thing right here.
Well, you can't read it.
I've got three producers that are just brilliant young men. Just brilliant. Two and a half. And we can't fix this clock. And I don't understand why. It just.
So when you read it, it's incorrect.
It's an hour early. And yeah. You know what? I'm going to stop talking about it because people are probably tired that I bring it up every day.
All right. So
that a producer could come in early, as they do, and walk in here and go, oh, let me fix this. So I don't have to listen to that old guy whinging at it. They could do that. Might want to write a note down. Okay. 7:36 in the morning. And we're here with Laurel Park. And you haven't probably heard of Laurel. But you've seen Laurel. And we're going to talk the micro shelters communities right here in the area. So, good morning.
Well, good morning, everyone. I feel so welcome. The dog Buford welcomed me right at the front door, and these guys are awesome. So we get to get started.
Yeah, so what is happening?
Okay.
Tell us about there is a project. We hear about it.
Background, all that.
All of that. Give us a visual.
We want our listeners to understand how it started, where we are, and is it successful or not?
So, a quick background. I grew up in Reading and have a strong connection here. I went away to college. 40 years later, I come back. I lived in Tucson, had my family, all that.
Did you say 40 years later?
40.
Oh, okay.
40 years later, I came back.
Couldn't find your way back?
I've always been lost. But I came back, and I had aging parents that needed help, and so I helped them. And while I was here, and still am, I was alarmed by the level of unsheltered folks. We didn't have that 40 years ago. So I thought, okay, let me just check out and see what this is about. I live in the hood over in Parkview.
Right.
And I would walk every day, and I'd be under the Cypress Street Bridge, and I started making friends with the folks. Uh-huh. And I made friends with veterans, people that had left home because of sexual abuse and other kinds of problems. There were women that had experienced domestic violence and needed out. There were kids aging out of foster care, and the whole gamut. Some people had just lost their jobs, then lost their house, then lost their family, and then lost their car, and were on the street. So once I realized who I was talking to and what was going on, some had mental illness, some had physical problems, I realized these are our homeless folks, and they all have reasons and pretty sad stories as why they're here. So I decided I was going to do something about it. I really had no clue how to fix this or what to do, but I did know one thing. I was going to do something. All of these people are worthy of support and help, every one of them. So off I went, and I realized as I realized as I was going through this to kind of get acquainted with what I was doing and what I could do, that these folks were like sometimes folks in my family that had problems, whether it was mental or physical, job loss. And the thing that was different about them and me was I had a safety network. My family had a safety net support when we had problems. And the folks on the street didn't have that. So, of course, things get worse. So I decided I would educate myself on what is working out there so I would know how to start. And so I went to Eugene, Oregon, where they already have a very successful housing, affordable housing and homeless services. And I went to various sites to find out what worked and what didn't. The first site I went to was a veteran site. And it was like a post. You go to the encampment, everything is neat and tidy, and they've got their flags up, and it was awesome.
Wow.
I thought, okay, I can do this. And then there were other sites. Some were really small, and I asked the caretaker, why is this one so small, maybe 10 units? They said, because these folks have mental illness. Some of them are on the spectrum, and they can't handle big crowds. And I thought, okay, this is good to know.
Yeah.
So I learned so much in Eugene, and they just took me right in. They knew that I was eager to find out. So I came back to Reading with all this great information and thought, okay, let's get started. And so I started talking to people about it, and their eyes kind of glassed over. And I thought, okay, I have my work cut out for me. But then I was able to seek out people that had already been working on this. One was Kristen Schrader, who was, you know, she was mayor, and she's been in government and politics, and she'd already been working on this for quite a while. So I was able to find people that were already in this arena and helped pave the way for me to make headway. Another was Lane Carlson, who at the time was the principal of CHIBA, California Heritage Youth Build Academy, and I found out that he was working at this great school, trade school, and for just kids that are working on, you know, construction and trade type things. And I said, I would like to have your students build our first site, build our first unit, a CHIBA unit, to show that there are affordable ways of providing housing for our homeless. And they did. It was awesome. The day that they did it, we had Mike Mangus, and we had the press out there, and it was pouring down rain, but they were all there. Probably 100 people came. And and I'm just going to share something that was very rewarding about these kids. They're about 14 years old, girls and boys, and we stopped for lunch. I got hamburgers and stuff for them for lunch, and two of the boys were inside kind of finishing up on some of the unit, and one of them said, let's get this completely done so we can get a homeless person here tonight and get them off the streets. And the other boy said, yeah, and that lady feeds us. Typical 14-year-olds. One got it, the other one just, yeah, let's get food. But it made my day. So that happened, and so I ended up having a volunteer team that helped come up with an evidence-based concept, and we presented it to the city. Our city manager and assistant, and I was so pleased. They welcomed these ideas. We collaborated. We worked together. We were all learning, well, how do you do this? I cannot say enough about those city officials, and they're still doing it. So thank you, you guys. So then the first site came about. It is on now Mark Street, which is right behind Raba on South Market.
Okay.
And it's called the Mark Street site. There are 8 pallet shelters, and these are not CHIBA units, but they're pallet shelters that we could get quickly from Washington.
Okay, now, did the funding and all this comes from?
So the city had grants, and the city paid for the pallet shelters.
And how much are pallet shelters?
Well, now they're about $8,000-$10,000 a piece. Okay. They were cheaper then. But a CHIBA unit is really my preference, which is the California Heritage Youth Build Academy, and which we're using for other sites now. They're cheaper, they're stronger, and kids in our community learn a trade that helps other members of their community.
So what's inside one of these shelters?
Can you spell that? You mean CHIBA?
Yeah.
CHYBA.
Okay.
California Heritage Youth Build Academy. Okay. Can't say enough about these guys. So inside, so here's what a site looks like. It had to be something that was temporary because it's called an emergency shelter. So there's portable toilets and showers. There are portable units. Each on the Mark Street site, there are 8 units, individuals, and there are double occupancy units, but we don't have one at that site. Each resident, it's about 64 square feet, has electricity, heating, cooling, a bed, shelves. That's about it. So all of the other amenities are outside of their unit.
Like the bathrooms,
the bathrooms
and the showers.
Yep. So we have a mobile shower, bathrooms.
Okay.
A community room, kitchen, an office. So we have a site manager and a case manager on site.
And this is for one person, sometimes two?
Well, there are 8 people at this site because right. there are 8 units.
Right.
Okay.
But
yes.
If it was a couple, would they be assigned this?
If we had a couple, we would need a double occupancy unit. And we don't have one at that site, but there are 2 other sites that do have double occupancy.
Okay. We're here with Laurel Park, and we're talking micro shelters here in Reading. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back and find out how many of these are in the offing, but also how successful is this?
Okay.
And I think you'll be surprised.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salads, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th annual Bacon and Brew Fun. May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Yeah, we're working for the weekend. Here it is Friday. How did that happen? It just seemed like Monday morning when I crawled in here and had help getting up on the chair.
And you were at a rodeo meeting last night.
Yeah. Oh, it got people. Well, we're going to have Bennett Gooch in here at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking rodeo and what's coming up and what you'd be looking for. And there's some events we'll be talking about, but we don't want to take away from Laurel here. We're here with Laurel Park, who is really, really kind of the push behind the micro shelters. And we talked about the shelters and
but Chiba.
Here's, yeah, Chiba and the Chiba shelter and then the Pallet, you can jump in. It's okay.
Okay.
You can rescue me. But let's talk success rate
okay.
here, because I think that's the bottom line for people, because people understand that billions have been spent in this state on homelessness, and it has been a total failure,
yeah.
You could say. And even Newsom goes, where's the money go? And nobody can tell them. So what we need to do is point out that it can be a success. So go for it.
So I'm glad you asked that, because what does success look like and how do you get there? So because I did my homework in Eugene first, I knew what we shouldn't do, which would be having a compound with many people, limited services, and a variety of other things that don't work. So I knew right off that we needed to have a site that had no more than 20, but hopefully less, pet friendly, and access to a garden. Those are some of the amenities, including showers and kitchen and all that, that were part of my concept. And they all have them. And it's great. People love to have their pets. So here's what happens. Because in these small communities, you can build healthy relationships that they maybe didn't have before. They learn about how to have healthy relationships and work in the community in a healthy way. So some of the things that happen in the site is they are required to help maintain and operate their site, keep their units clean, the grounds clean, and they even do neighborhood cleanup to show that they're good neighbors. So they come in and some, it's called Housing First. Some are still on alcohol or drugs. They may have to go to rehab first because we're not suited for detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
But then they can come to the site. We have a pretty rigorous screening because we only want people to come in that are ready to move up. It's not a place to hang out for the day and get three meals. That's not the point. It's for people that say, you know what? I'm sick of the way things are going, and I want to move up. Those people do quite well. That's part of why it's successful, that early screening. So what happens is, if someone is not a good fit, for the first month, we say, let's just see how this works. Some will say, you know what? There are more rules here than I'm used to, and I don't think this is a good fit. And we say, you know what? That's fine. Later on down the road, if you think you'd like to come back and give it a try, let us know. Sometimes someone will have behavior that we just cannot accept. Maybe we find out that they were an arsonist, or there was recent domestic violence, or a pedophile. So those are not okay.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot deal with that. But we can deal with almost everything else. And once a resident comes in, it may be the first time that they've been able to go into their unit, lock the door, sleep, and have all their possessions safe. And most people on the streets have to take meth at night to stay awake so they don't lose their belongings or get attacked. So once, this is a game changer, once they have a secure place to be, then their life starts stabilizing and they can start working on their goals to move forward. and that everyone is different. So the success rate so far at Mark Street is 80 to 90%. And that means a year later, they're still fine. We had one gal that rode her bike every day to Subway, and she worked and worked, and she saved $17,000.
Mm.
And she had it in her. I said, you can't keep this in your unit. We're going to the bank. I helped her set up her bank account. She had her card. She graduated. She bought a little used trailer and is in a nice little mature trailer court on South Market. Got a driver's license, got a car. This is a year and a half later, still doing fine. Every single one of ours, I follow up on and see how they're doing.
So the percentage is in the high 90s.
So sometimes it's 90. Sometimes it drops down to 80 or 85, but it's 80 to 90%. And the reason this is so amazing is we pay for every homeless person about $30,000, taxpayers, $30,000 a year to take care of emergency room stuff, sweeps, law enforcement, all these things, and they're still on the streets. And so it's a revolving door. Money lost, lives lost. That is not the way to do this. That's why when you were bringing up Newsom, where's the money going? Well, it's not been used properly in some cases. In some cases, it has.
Yeah, well, but they don't have a tracking program to see which cases, you know, and much of this is $27-28 billion that, and yet the homeless rate keeps getting bigger and bigger. So if you have a program like this that has a track record, it seems like maybe you would kind of focus on doing things like this where you can get people off the
street. So here's what we've been doing. Everybody throughout this country has been struggling with homelessness. Each state and each municipality in this country have different ways of doing it, and we were all scrambling to figure things out. Chico is still struggling with the 177 pallet shelters called the Jesus Center, and they were in a hurry to get things done because they were under the wire and they had to quickly put something up. And I knew that they probably did not have the time to do their homework to realize this is not a good plan. But they did what they could,
mm-hmm.
and I'm glad they did. They are realizing now that there are other things that should happen to make this work. So I'm not going to fault anyone. I know all of us out there are trying to figure out ways, and we figured out a way that's working.
Okay, we've only got a couple minutes.
I was going to say, let's wrap it around and go back into Chiba and how Chiba is involved in this project.
So I met Lane Carlson at a meeting. I heard what he did, and I said, I want to talk to you about your students, and I want to work with you because we have a micro shelter concept that's just starting, and I would love it if the students in our community that are learning a trade could learn their trade and at the same time provide housing for people in their community that need it. So it's a full circle within our community of our members helping each other. Reading is very caring and giving.
Yes, we are.
It's amazing, and I love that. That's why I have so much support in making this happen.
So do we see, you've only got a couple minutes, so do we see more of these micro shelter groups?
There are now three.
Right.
This the Mark Street has been operating for about 2.5 years, and we have a good success rate. The second one is Goodwater Crossing, which is located on Shasta View right behind the St. James Lutheran Church. It has Chiba units in it, and it is fully operational. It has one double occupancy, and it's been operating for a couple of months now, going well. And the third one is on Vita Street, run by the Mission, and they have 17 units. Half of those units are Chiba units, and half are pallet shelter. So we now have three micro shelter communities in Reading, and they fill up quickly. They're all run a little bit differently because they're hosted by different people. United Way is the one that runs the one on Mark Street. So it doesn't matter who runs it. The concept is working, and this is just one option for people that are unhoused. There are others out there, but this is one, and it's working.
Okay. So
I think if you can show
that something works and we're not just giving a handout, in this case it's a hand up, getting them, just the idea of being able to sleep at night without worrying about somebody
about that.
Hitting you in the head and taking all your stuff. Gosh, Laurel, thank you so much for coming in.
We really learned a lot.
And, you know, we're going to need periodic updates. And do you have a closing thing here?
Well, you know, first of all, thank you so much.
We got 1 minute.
Okay.
Go for it.
One of my heroes is Jane Goodall. And she said, the cumulative effect of small actions can lead to big change. And each of one of us has skill sets. And if we can put our special skill set to work and reach out to those around us that might need a little extra help, we can get a lot farther.
Okay. Well, thank you
thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us, Laurel Park.
We got a break for the news now. And when we come back, Bennett Gooch from the Reading Rodeo Association, there's a lot going on, and a lot going on with the city council and more. And so we'll be right back, Carl and the Bot, right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Amid so much hand-wringing over the potential impact of President Trump's tariffs, yet another robust jobs report. The addition of 177,000 jobs last month beat analyst expectations. The unemployment rate holding steady at 4.2%, according to the Labor Department. At every turn, it seems a judge somewhere is ready to thwart the president's plans to deport illegal aliens. In this case, a Trump-appointed jurist says the president cannot cite a wartime law to send some South Americans back home.
The federal judge ruled that the Trump administration exceeded the scope of an 18th century wartime law in using it to deport some Venezuelan migrants, and he's barring the administration from using it. Judge Fernando Rodriguez, who was appointed by the president in his first term, said using the Alien Enemies Act to detain and deport Venezuelan gang members was illegal because the gang's presence in the U.S. was not an invasion. Greg Clugston, The White House.
NPR and PBS may have to hold more of those on-air fundraisers now that President Trump is terminating taxpayer funding for the public broadcasters. If you support them, you'll have to donate. Well, they say everyone loves a parade, and this one, if it comes to pass, figures to be a real doozy.
The U.S. Army has been planning a 250th birthday festival on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for June 14th. Which just happens to coincide with President Trump's 79th birthday. Detailed plans obtained by the AP call for more than 6,600 soldiers, at least 150 vehicles, 50 helicopters, and 7 bands.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Wall Street celebrating the latest employment report. The Dow is up 420 points, a gain of more than 1%. The Nasdaq ahead 217. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with 5-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 819382.
Shifting iPhone manufacturing away from China doesn't necessarily mean it will be coming to America.
Donald Trump had expressed that he wanted iPhone production to come to the U.S. That is not happening. iPhones bound for the U.S., most of them are going to be sourced in India. iPads, computers like the Mac computer and a lot of other popular products that Apple makes that are sold here in the U.S. will see production also moved, concentrated mostly in Vietnam. And important to note, too, when you talk about all the things that Apple sells everywhere else in the world, almost all of that will still be made in China.
The BBC's Lily Jamali.
Nash Cole admits feeling some fear when he waded into the ocean off the Australian coast to help rescue a 10-foot great white shark stranded in shallow water. He and a couple of other men did manage to return the shark from a sandbank into deeper water after about an hour's worth of work. News and analysis at townhall.com. Hey, buddy, can you spare a dime? Well, if not, I know where you can find some.
Millions of coins spilled onto a Texas highway after a tractor trailer hauling $800,000 in dimes rolled over in an accident early Tuesday morning after veering off the road and overcorrecting. The spill closed a portion of the southbound lanes of U.S. 287 as workers had to get on their hands and knees to pick up the coins. They also used brooms, shovels, and large industrial vacuums to pick up the tiny currency. The tractor trailer appears to be part of a fleet of trucks operated by a company that moves cargo for the government in armored vehicles with armed personnel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
7.4 earthquake has struck off the southern coasts of Chile and Argentina. Chilean authorities issuing an evacuation alert for the entire Strait of Magellan coast due to a tsunami alert. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here. And 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Linda and I are here on the 2nd of May, 2025. And on the line is Susan Eastman.
Our very own Susan Eastman, who is the Vice President of Investments. Susan, what's happening on Wall Street?
It's a good day. Major averages are in the green this morning after a favorable jobs report and a steady unemployment rate. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 453 points at 41,204. The S&P 500 is positive 70 points at 5,674. And the NASDAQ Composite is gaining 225 points at 17,936. Four most equity traded stocks this morning, NVIDIA up $2.57, trading at 114.15. Planet Share positive $5.81. Trading at $122.07, Apple down $7.87 at $205.40, and Amazon also down $1.48, trading at $188.70. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 4.29%. And over to commodities, gold is up $19 an ounce at $3,257, silver down 23 cents at $32 per ounce, and crude oil is down to $58 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, I bet you're happy. It's
yeah.
We're up over 40. We're back. Yeah. We're up over 40. We're up over 40,000
again. I just think about you every day, and when you're managing people's monies and the portfolios, and people are calling and. And, you know, you're always saying, hang in for the long run, and you're so right. So there you go. We're up.
Hey, Susan, do you ever say to somebody, grow a set?
No.
No, she doesn't. No. Even though she has her own.
Hey, cowboy, cowboy up there. Cowboy up there,
there you go, cowboy up.
So, Susan Eastman from Stiefel.
Thank you.
From Stiefel Investments.
Thanks a lot,
Susan. Hey, I'll see you at Chicks and Chaps, buddy. And you can get a hold of her at the 530-244-7199, located at, she's located with, Stiefel, you'll see that sign, Stiefel Nicholas and Company, located on Park Marina Drive. That's, Susan Eastman. We love getting a call from her on Friday morning. Stiefel Investments.
All right,
the weather today will be about 83 and sunny with a chance of showers tonight, just a slight chance of showers perhaps. But tomorrow night, it looks like, we may have, wind, Saturday night. Looks like it could be 18 miles per hour according to the forecast, but you know how that changes. So, tonight we have slight chance of showers with overnight lows of 58 and tomorrow 72, and decreasing clouds on Saturday night at 50. So that kind of, was all over the map, but, Saturday night. It does say in this forecast we could have gusts up to 18 miles per hour. Sunday calls for 79, sunny and clear skies at 53. Monday and Tuesday rolls around, and we're in the high 80s. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out in Anderson, veteran-owned business, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Locally owned, locally operated. And I could have told you it was going to rain Saturday. And my guest with us knows exactly why. Why is it going to rain Saturday, Bennett? It's because we're working out at the rodeo arena.
That's right.
It's, and if we're working out in the rodeo arena, the one day it rains in 12, it's going to be tomorrow.
Well, it
tomorrow.
Could be raining.
That's all right.
During the rodeo.
Just get it out of the system.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Bennett Gooch, former president of the Reading Rodeo Association for a decade.
Long time.
It was a long time. But you've been with the rodeo since, was it 1994? Did
yep.
I hear that right?
Yep, 1994.
1994. And
can I say something right off?
And this was the first rodeo you ever saw? It was Reading Rodeo?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
Well, I take it back. I think as a child over in the coast, we used to have a rodeo at the fair. But I was so young, I don't even know if I knew what was really going on out there. But, yes, Kim took me to the Reading Rodeo the first time that I'd ever been to one. We were going to go to the Roundup in Red Bluff, and something was going on. She was going to Chico State at the time, and we couldn't make that event, so we went to the Reading Rodeo, and the rest is history.
Did you guys meet at Chico State?
Nope. We met in Crescent City.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I love sometime I'd love to hear the history. But before we begin, I just need to publicly say in front of everybody that it was you, Bennett, who brought the idea in Montana to bring chicks and chaps to make it part of
the Reading Rodeo.
The Reading Rodeo. And I just commend you because
it's been
a wonderful experience, and you made it happen.
Well, the real story is Will Rasmussen's front was from Montana. Now he's in Idaho, but we were putting on our Tough Enough to Wear Pink stuff, and it was I was struggling trying to figure out how do we make more money or raise more money for people in the local community without cutting into what we have to make to pay off the cowboys and the production and all that kind of stuff. And so we messed around with a few different ideas, and we had some benefit dinners in the off season, which were fine, but it wasn't what I had envisioned. And Will told me about this program that was starting up in Montana, and he introduced me to the people that were putting that on in Las Vegas. And so I brought the packet back, and I handed it to the auxiliary, and I said, hey, can you guys make this happen? And then the rest is history.
So. Well, thank you for that, because you had to have the vision first.
Yeah.
And there was a recent article that came out, and I just thought, you just need to be mentioned, because it took that.
No.
That it takes, you know, it takes a team in order to. And all the money stays local, and that's a, for me,
yeah.
That's a really big deal. It's not going into brick and mortar. It's not, people aren't getting paid. The money stays local. And how many associations, how many fundraisers have we been involved with through the years? And we like to track to see where did the funds go when somebody donated $5,000 here or $10,000 there. And so it makes my heart feel so good when the body gets to represent a check, a hearty check. So that started with you.
Second largest in, I think, third largest in the Chicks and Chaps Network came right out of Reading.
Well, in an organization like this, it takes many, many people to make it work. So I don't think there is one person that needs to take credit for all that anyway. So,
but you got to start. We're here as a group. Be recognized.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of us that make it happen. So,
yeah.
Far as I'm concerned, the Reading Rodeo is all of us.
It is all of
us. Because it's all volunteer.
That's right.
You know, the funny thing is when, you know, to me, the Cowboy Channel's missing out on something. You know, they have their, you know, the rodeos, of course, and, you know, they have to talk to the competitors before and after. What they're missing is a half-hour program on the backbone of rodeos in this country, and that's the committees.
Yeah, they do it here and there. I think as they evolve over time, that stuff will fall out.
Mm-hmm.
I know since Patrick has passed, and now some other people are kind of picking up the pieces and carry on, and the family is you know, making sure this keeps going forward. I think as time goes on, you're going to see that refine itself. You're going to see more content from behind the scenes. But right now, everyone's just hungry and starving for content, and they love to see all the rodeos. And I love it because, you know, out of 700 rodeos or so in the nation, I can only get to so many. I mean, I've been traveling a lot this year. Just about every weekend, I've been at a different rodeo. But
and there's a reason for that. We'll get to that one. But what I'm talking about is those rodeo associations, I would guess that almost all of them are just like ours.
They are.
It's volunteers who put on some just fantastic rodeos. But it's all volunteers.
It is. And the way I like to put it is if you go to a baseball game, you know, Giants or whatever, and if you go to a stadium anywhere, any team, and you get this kind of the same product. You see a baseball game. You see a little bit of things different from each venue. But in rodeo, it's all volunteers that put this on. If it wasn't for the hundreds of people volunteering their time, finding sponsors and organizing this thing, those pro rodeo contestants wouldn't have a job. And, you know, nobody's taking a check, taken away from that, because it takes so much time and effort to make their pro sport work. And it's the only pro sport that I've ever seen where it relies on 100% volunteers everywhere.
And that's the point I'm getting at. It seems like, okay, we're getting ready to have the Reading Rodeo. There ought to be a half-hour show right in front of it talking to the committee and what it takes and showing the town and everything.
Sure.
It would be easy to do, and I'm going to pitch that to them.
You better pitch it to them.
I mean, you know, they do 100 rodeos in 100 days. I don't know if you can do 100 committees, but I think the committees really need to be recognized. I mean, you've got a regular job, and yet you are always someplace, and you must have just wonderful guys you work with.
Well, we do have to take a break. When we come back, we're with Bennett Gooch, and he is the president of the Six Pack. What is that? We'll talk about that when we get back. And of course, what is the North State Challenge? So stay tuned after these messages, and we're going to get to fill your head with some great information. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell began this business back in 1993, and she is truly an expert. If you've got a insurance question, you've got, with the stuff going on in the stock market and all this stuff, what about your 401? What about retirement plans? She's got two separate divisions under one roof, insurance and financial management. How about a free review and evaluation of your insurance or your financial needs? You can get that at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just give them a call, 530-221-0441. One of Judy's professionals will sit down with you. It's free. And they'll go over your plan. If it's a good plan, hey, then you've got a check in the box there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Bennett Gooch and the Reading Rodeo Association.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Gold
Oakleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
But this rodeo life's got its hold on me, and there ain't no way.
And good morning and welcome back. Oh, we're just having a great time. You should hear what the conversations we have on at the
break.
I was going to say intermission, but every one of us, I guess, is an intermission. And we are here with Bennett Gooch. He's the president of the Six Pack, and we were wondering, what is the Six Pack?
So, quick explanation of the California Six Pack. It was started a long time ago, and I don't know exactly the date. I should know those things, but I don't. John Balma was essential in starting that. Basically, back when it was formed, it was to represent six rodeos in the West Coast, and the rodeos in the West Coast start the rodeo season off in the spring. So it's called the spring run. So the contestants from Texas, Oklahoma, all those, they'll come out here, they'll run the six rodeos and leading up to Reno. The Reno then kicks off the summer run and so on. So we're kind of like that beginning point. And so the specialty acts, most of them at the time, were from the Midwest. And so, one, we wanted to provide enough rodeos to get the contestants out so they, you know, made it worth their time. They could come out in April and go through June and have rodeos consecutively. And we also used it to bring specialty acts to try to get a discounted rate. So, hey, not only are you coming out here from Oklahoma to Redding, but you're going to go to Red Bluff and Clovis and all these other places to get a discounted rate. Times have changed. That doesn't necessarily help us with a discounted rate anymore, but we still help them out. You know, that's why you'll see the same acts at Red Bluff sometimes in Redding and Clovis. So the six-pack is made up of six rodeos. It starts in Oakdale, and then it's Red Bluff, and then Clovis, California, Redding, Hayward, they're on the same weekends, and then Livermore finishes it up in June, just before the Reno Rodeo. So what we did is to incentivize those contestants. They will come on in, and everybody, you have to enter or get into each one of the six rodeos to qualify. And we keep track of their points. So if you win first in Clovis, second in Red Bluff, or, you know, first over here and that, we count their points up, and whoever is the highest point earner is going to get a $6,000 bonus. and a buckle. And so they're crowned the California six-pack champion for the season. And it's been a fun program.
And when the rodeos were close enough, like Haywood and us, and you've got the cowboys and the participants can come here and there in the same weekend.
Oh, they do.
And they travel. The amount of travel they do between, I mean, in the same weekend, they can hit how many rodeos?
Well, it's more than that. In past, we've done some incentive programs with Cloverdale, British Columbia, because they're on our same weekend too. And so we in a long time ago, we put up a bounty that if you won Redding and ran up to Cloverdale and win, they got another bonus. And so there were times when Klamath Falls had a rodeo, Redding, Hayward, there was actually a rodeo in Vegas all in the same weekend. So they were hitting all five of those in the same weekend. And it was fun listening to them. And back in the day, before we created the back-to-back Slack format, which we can get into later, but they would come in.
I want you to address Slack because when you say that to people, their eyes roll back. They don't know.
So Slack is the performance. You get 10 contestants in each event, except for the rough stock. We go 15. But that means there would be, you know, 40 contestants total that would be in a performance. Well, we might get 60 or 80 contestants in that event. So the guys that don't fit in the performance, we have slack in the morning. So, and it's just all timed events. So they'll rope one head and then the top 10 go to that night's performance. The rest of them come back and rope again. They qualify in, they get their times, accounted for, and then they can leave. They don't have to stick around. Back in the day, we used to have slack early in the week, Tuesday, and it would be an 8-hour day. We'd run slack all day long, and then they would set up the rodeo for the rest of the week. So they would either stay here in Redding and just hang out all week, or they'd run back and forth. So they'd go to Redding for slack, then they'd go to Hayward for slack. They'd come back from Redding for a performance, go back to Hayward for a performance, sneak in up to Klamath Falls, and so they were driving back and forth, back and forth. Well, when diesel hit $5 a gallon the first time, we were like, this is not right. These guys can't afford to jump back and forth. So we narrowed it down. So they're only obligated to Redding for that one day. And so they can come in, compete. If they're well enough, they get into the performance. If not, you know, they log their time and they go to the next rodeo. They don't have to come back and go back and forth. So, when there's four or five rodeos a weekend, they will do that.
In slack, then if, a barrel racer, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Has a good time but can't be there for. Do they have to be in the performance that night? But
so that's the downfall.
But they could actually win,
yes,
and get money and not be in the performance.
There was many years where Trevor Brazil or Fred Whitfield would come to town and ride slack, and not be in the performance and win the rodeo. And so that's the problem by not having that other format where you have a playoff style or a tournament style where the Sunday or Saturday is the finals or you're going to see the champion. Problem is now you're making them stay here for a week when they could be hitting these other rodeos making a living. So you kind of balance that. Is it important for them to be here to show a trophy or is it important for them to get here, go there so they can make a living and then still be the winner of the Redding Rodeo? It just, you don't have that opportunity to showcase that.
But you still got your top 10 or top 15 usually are there. You're going to see them that night.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
you still see the names.
And we get, what were you saying yesterday? How many world champions we have rolling through here?
Oh, there's a lot. I have not analyzed the whole list, but you'll have a good number, 15 or so world champions.
You'll see the Wright brothers coming through. These are world champions that come to our rodeo.
Yeah.
And there's a reason they come to the rodeo. And I'm not saying it's because I play a very small part but I've observed for a long time. This is really a well-run rodeo. Well, our rodeo is so respected throughout the professional rodeo circuits. And they come in here, they're treated well and they know they're going to have good stock. They're handled well, and then they can move on, but they remember these things.
Yeah. And we're just real quick. We've always taken care of the contestants while they're in town. Yeah. We feed them, we give them all this stuff, but this year I've created a list of, businesses in town that may have services they need while they're on the road. So I've got like Crown Motors going to give them a discount on a service. If they need it while they're in town, they show their PRC card and they get a so I've got a whole list of, you know, prestige dry cleaners is there.
Fly fishing.
I got a fly fishing guide that's going to help them out when they're in town, and Gold Hills Golf is going to let them go after slack before the performance and give them a discount. So
it's all great athletic stuff. It's keeping them out and about and busy.
It's things they may need while they're on the road. You know, we're looking for a tire shop to step up to, you know, offer services, you know, fix a flat or change tires at a discount, something. You know, when they're on the road, they've got everything with them. And, you know, you and I, we have our houses and our mortgage. Well, their mortgage is the truck and trailer. You know, they got, you know, $100,000 trailers and probably closer to $150,000 now and a $100,000 truck pulling it. And that's their home. Something goes wrong, they got to fix it on the road. So if we can give them businesses in town that'll give them a little help and we can drive business or contestants as businesses to the business, that helps everybody too.
And we're always looking for businesses that would like to sign up. So like you said, a tire business here in town that says, it's not like you're going to get inundated, but somebody comes in and needs a new tire.
Sure.
Because they're putting 100,000 miles a year on it, you know, that people wanting to, and then get their name out in all this. I mean, it's a good
being
deal.
President of the six pack, as you discussed earlier about what that means about the six different rodeos, is that you can attend these other, as being president, attend these other rodeos and bring back to Reading these little golden nuggets of how to improve what we have. And for the years that we've been here and have been involved, we keep seeing how we reach another peak. It's wonderful.
Another level.
Bring ideas back and implement them, and we'll help the other committees out and say, hey, we're here, we saw this. If you just did this, that might help. And then they'll call back and say, hey, we tried it, it worked. You know, we saw an increase in revenue. So, you know, there's just, you know, a new set of eyes on your event always helps. And so we all work well together and help each other out.
Well, that's the idea. And you were talking about, I'm not going to mention the rodeo, but you said, you know what, if you just change that fence and put seating down there, that's another $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and I think the more we do to improve our facility,
and
it works the same way. Red Bluff may try something, we see it and go, oh, that's cool. And we try it, and then they'll see something we did, and they'll try it, and then next thing you know, we're both better for it in the long run. So, you know, we're all as one team, basically, especially the Roundup.
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, let's find out about what is the North State Challenge with Bennett Gooch.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice, not a hair salon. Nope, somebody told me, well, you know, I went to a hair salon last night at the rodeo meeting, and I went, really? And I explained to them that, well, that's fine. You can go to salons, but we like the barbershop. In this case, Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been going there since I moved here to Reading. Never had a bad haircut. They were established in 1960. Been in the same spot since 1967. Right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. And they're just great guys, Tim and Logan. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. And I set up a time that works for me. I roll in, get my hair cut, and take off, or I hang around, chit-chat with people. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Bennett Gooch.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you're choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You ride a black tornado across the western sky. Rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know what? We're Rodeo Central up here in our radio, in our station, with between Red Bluff and Redding and the national finals. We strongly, obviously, support the Redding Rodeo. I joined it, I guess, 4 years ago now, four or five, who knows. And Linda's part of the auxiliary, and the she's the chairman person of Chicks and Chaps, which is really kind of a misnomer, but she'll tell you it's the committee there for Chicks and Chaps. And this year sold out early. It's going to be down at the Elks Club where they actually have air conditioning, which a lot of the ladies liked. And we're here with Bennett Gooch. Bennett has been involved with the Redding Rodeo since 1994, was president for, I don't know, a decade?
I don't know
if it was that long. And then is now, he's president of the California Six-Pack, which is a six rodeos up here in Northern California that kind of work together. And you have the other one. It was the North State Challenge. Mm-hmm. What's that?
So a couple of years ago, JB and Rod Moore from Red Bluff Roundup, and we're all good friends. They're committee and our committees. We're always there to support each other.
You've gotten a lot tighter in the last few years, too.
I mean,
you've always worked together, but it seems like your relationships have.
Maybe a little bit. But we've known them forever, and we're always there if they need help or if we need help, that we can always call on them. They'll help us out. And so they came up with the concept of a North State Challenge to kind of bridge our fan base together to show that we are partners in this community, and we're pretty proud of the two rodeos that we produce. They're two of the largest rodeos definitely in the state and the nation, top 25 to 40 and out of 700 in the nation. And,
right here in Little Redding.
Right here. And we're all 2-3 weeks apart from each other. So as rodeo fans, you have a great opportunity to see two of the top rodeos in the nation and have two totally different experiences. And so what we came up with or they proposed to us is if we had a North State Challenge, that the winners of every event in Red Bluff, if they come up to Redding and win their same event, they'd get a bonus. And so we put up, the first year we both put up $1,000. So there's $2,000 bonus if you win both events. Now if two events win, they're going to split that money. If nobody wins, we're going to roll that money over to next year, so it'll jump to 4,000. And we'll probably get it to around 10,000 and put a cap on it, but we'll see when that time comes, if that happens. But, so it just generates an extra opportunity for these guys to, and gals to compete at Red Bluff and compete here. And, you know, our fans can come up here when they'll know what night they're up and, come and see if they get a shot to, win the challenge. So, we've created a nice buckle that has both Red Bluff Roundup and the Red and Rodeo on it and the state of California and our little challenge, buckle. So, pretty awesome little award, if you can win that, and a nice little bonus too. So, it's just another way to show to the communities that both these rodeos are proud of each other, and we're here to work together and provide the North State with the best that we can.
You know, this year for everybody, you know, obviously people love the rodeo here and support it, and we saw that when this Brujas started about the riverfront plan, and does the Red and Rodeo get an extended lease? Well, the community stepped up, and next Tuesday, if you go down to the city council meeting, you're going to see a lot of red shirts, but everybody else is invited to see that 25-year lease.
That's exciting to see that lease extension. Literally, since I've been there since 94, it's always been, our lease is up in a couple of years, what are we going to do? Well, since 94 to today, it's been the same thing over and over and over again. And it's, you kind of had to ignore it and just put the rodeo on and go down there, because you knew you weren't just getting kicked out. But if, you know, somebody was going to come, if something was come along, we just, you know, nothing was locked down. And so we did everything we could to make it the best it could ever be, and it's still growing. So every year it gets a little bit better, and our fan base has proven that. You know, we've went from 2 days to 3 days to 4 days and selling out almost all of them, and now I think Saturday's
already sold out.
Saturday is pretty much gone. Friday is almost gone. Yeah. Thursday and Wednesday, I mean, it's and you know, we've provided something for everybody, and the community has shown their support. So, you know, it's our job now to keep that going. So, you know, I'm looking into created the foundation so that we can find grants to help fund any improvements that we want to do in the future. And that's my goal, is to keep it to, you know, self-sufficient so that we can make these improvements with grants. So we started the foundation so that we can track these grants down, and there's a lot of them out there. And it just takes work. And so we've kind of started the preliminary designs on phase one and things like that. So we're not going to go out of control. I mean, you'd be kind of crazy to go out there and spend $20 million on the first night. But I think, you know, being from a construction engineering side of the world, to go build what you can afford and what meets the needs of the people. I've got contractors lined up around the corner that want to help build this thing because they want a box in it. And so that's what brings the community together. You know, they're going to be a part of the construction, and they're going to get a box, and they're going to be a part of the event from moving forward. And we've done what we've always done, and that's been a piece of the community that everyone can be proud of.
Well, you know, this year, we've had Bulls and Barrels. Well, this year on Wednesday night, professional, it's going to be the regular rodeo. But we've got a new event coming in this year, Breakaway Roping.
Well, the backstory on that, if we have time, I'll tell you real quick. You know, I liked the Extreme Bulls that we had. It's a PRC event. And the problem with it was, and I argued with the PRCA, is it, the way we stay in our standings is based on our purse money and a contestant entry fees. And so that's what they add up to figure out where you rank in the system. Well, they treated it as two separate events, so that $100,000 didn't count towards our standings. And I fought and fought and fought and finally gave up. I didn't give up. We came up with a better idea to switch it to 4 days of rodeo, add Breakaway, which put us up over 100. I think it's 523 contestants are coming into town. And now all that money counts to our standings. So that bumps us back up in the world standings. So a few of us are still trying to scratch our head and try to figure out how to bring Extreme Bulls back and maybe make it on a Tuesday. Now we'll be a 5 day performance, but who knows? It's if you can make it pencil and make it work, then that's where we're going to go. So,
you know, the thing about it, if you don't Breakaway Roping, it's for the ladies. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're lady contestants, women contestants, and it's the same thing as tie down roping. A calf comes out. Mm-hmm. The contestant ropes the calf. However, and then stops her horse. The rope is tied to a string on her saddle horn, and when that string is busted, that calf, I mean, that cat's not even slowing down.
It keeps going.
It keeps going. When that string is snapped, the time stops, and you will see times like 1.5 seconds.
Yeah, it's
and
insane.
I mean, it is fast.
Is it a computer, or, you know, so we can kind of give a visual to our listeners? We can see it on TV, but how are the women breakaway ropers timed?
So we have obviously timers and scorekeepers and judges and officials from the PRCA, and they sometimes will use an electronic eye that will start the clock, and then when the judge says it was a fair catch, so when the judge sees the string break, and you'll see that because they tie a nice colorful piece of material on the end of that line so that the judge doesn't miss it, and then he'll throw his flag up, and that's when they stop the watches. And there's a couple people timing, so in case one of them doesn't work, then
got
they
it.
Always have it. But it's pretty consistent. It's like I said, you see anything from 3, 4, 5 seconds down to 2.2 or one. You know, it's when I saw it in Reno. J.J. Hampton came out in the finals, and she was way, way down there, way fast. And when she won, the place went nuts. She threw – it was awesome. I even called her the next day. I said, you know, we're kicking around wanting to put breakaway in. And when I saw that, I said I was sold.
I'm
said,
so
thanks.
Glad.
And so I worked with her and said, and, you know, called her and said, hey, we're thinking about doing this. And we talked about the different ways to do it. And so it's pretty awesome to be able to call these contestants and let them know that they made a difference in what's going to happen around here.
Man, breakaway roping has just kind of swept through the professional
it's
rodeo
like
world.
Pickleball. It's almost like pickleball. Well, kind of an analogy would be like how pickleball became a sensation, and so is this breakaway roping. It's become like it's all female.
Yeah.
So it's a way for women to be really, besides barrel racing, really in rodeo.
I'm excited to see the reaction from the fans because our fans are engaged. They know what's going on all the time, but they make the most noise for mutton busting, barrel racing, and bull riding. And I think that the breakaway may compete in there with the most noise made when somebody does something pretty spectacular.
Because this is the first time they've seen it. Most of them have seen it live.
Live.
So we got to take a quick break here. We're with Bennett Gooch, Reading Rodeo Association, president of the California Six Pack Association, six rodeos. I want to go through the what's happening starting next week.
Yeah.
And and we talked about mutton busting, and we're going to talk a little bit more about mutton busting and the stake feed.
Yep.
When we get back.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salads, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit. Physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Gosh, it's Friday. So many things to talk about, so little time, so many people to thank. We just don't have the time for that either.
I know, it's May 2nd, and we're getting ready. We're kicking off, and we have the one and only Bennett Gooch with us today.
The one and
so
only.
So thankful that you could spend an hour with us, and we're talking about, my gosh, we talked about your president of the six-pack. We talked about the North State Challenge. We talked about breakaway roping. That's the new addition. Then we talked about rodeo being 4 days now. We praised you for bringing Chicks and Chaps to the Reading area, and that it takes a team for all of this because every single thing that we do is volunteered by people wanting to have a successful event.
Nearly 700 rodeos across this nation that are PRCA sanctioned. And it's all run by volunteers, every one of them. And you think about that. That's incredible. And they stay. It's not like they show up one time and then they just disappear. Mm-hmm. Bennett, we really were starting with this on May 10th with the Reading Rodeo. We have our steak feed, dance, and mutton busting. And so people are going, mutton busting?
Well, we talked about slack earlier. We have mutton busting slack too, and here's why. The kids age out quick, and they got to meet a weight requirement and an age requirement. And when you only have 12 slots a night, that's not very many kids, and you get a lot of kids. We're turning 80 kids away at one point, and we're like, this is not good because next year they won't be able to do it because they're too heavy or too old. And so we came up with a slack idea. So we put 150 kids in slack at the steak feed.
Now, think about this, my friends. 150 kids, which means
parents.
200 sheep are out there, and their parents. But these, every one of these kids gets a chance.
Yeah. So they all get to try it, and so the ones that stay on are wanting to ride, or the ones who don't want to ride, we're able to narrow that selection pool, and then select the 12 kids a night for the performance out of that, and then they move on to the performances. And so it's really worked well because it gives everyone a shot. You know, the ones that ride get the shot to go ride for the big prize. And, a kid that is afraid and doesn't want to get on, but dad wants him on more, is not going to take a spot of a kid that wanted to get on. So it's a real deal. They got to ride for their spot in the performance, and in real life, not everyone makes it. And at least this way, they all have a shot at it instead of saying no.
But every participant gets something.
Yeah, every crown motors and they've put out a belt buckle every year, and it's a slack belt buckle. So every kid gets a Montana Silversmith buckle.
Every kid?
Every 150 kids.
I know about that, and I'm just thinking about Crown Motors. God bless you, buddy.
Right.
150 belt
Crown
buckles.
Motors has stepped up to the plate for a long time.
And
when it has to do with the kids, there's no question.
Kids and veterans.
Veterans.
Steve down there at Crown Motors, he supports
awesome.
both of those groups.
So those 150 kids narrow down to 48 for the performances, and each night there is a chance to win a set of spurs. So the first place rider gets a Montana Silversmith spurs, same ones that the Extreme Bulls guys would have won and then I think second place gets a Justin boots, and there's all kinds of stuff for these.
So. Now and then the stake feed that night, it's quality steaks. You come in, you can come in for dinner, you can watch the mutton busting, have a dinner, and then there's a dance afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, the rodeo grounds are just, it's hard.
We roll it tight. It's like concrete in there, which is fine for the barbecue and dance and that party, but, Monday morning we have special kids day, so we got to get in there and rip that, or actually it stays hard until they're done around noon. Then we got to, really, really work at it hard because we got to break it up and get it ready for, Wednesday night's performance. So.
Yeah. The, special kids day. And, usually we're on the air, but last year I went down there. Mm-hmm. It is a special kids day, and we have over 200 kids that come down to the rodeo grounds, special needs children, and they have an opportunity to ride a horse. It's led around, safe horses, ride in wagons, horse-drawn wagons, and it is incredible. It's just incredible.
I'd almost rebrand it to Special Day because I don't know what's more special, them or seeing the parents of the kids or the community members that are down, helping and realizing that their life has just been changed.
Or the cowboys. The association. I mean, and our group here, Asphalt Cowboys, is out there helping, but I mean, if you're not touched by what you see down there, then nothing's ever going to touch you. Kids that haven't spoken for months start talking.
We had one kid, and somebody asked him, like, how many times have you been around? And he had taken like 10 or 11 trips.
Yeah.
He kept getting back in line and no new, and he just kept going and going and going. But, you hear all the stories.
Yeah.
You'll see the kids that are real quiet and don't react to much, but you stick them on a horse and the smiles happen and they just can't help themselves. They start talking and they just open up. And so whatever's a problem in your life for those 2 hours doesn't even exist. And when you walk out of there, your life's changed a little
bit. And what time is that on Monday?
I think it's starting at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Right. It ends around 12.
Yeah, buses come in. Mm-hmm. There's tents set up for people. And then we've got like five or six stations with the mounting blocks. Mm-hmm. And people are there, lots of people to help them. Once the child gets on the horse, then you've got somebody leading the horse and then a person on each side of the rider just to make sure that, nothing ever has happened, but make sure nothing's happened.
Yep.
Tickets are still for sale on the stake feed as well as the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Oh, let's talk about Hall of Fame.
We've
got like 4 minutes.
This is our third year. Our class this year is pretty awesome. Jim Davis was a past president and arena director. He's the guy that kind of put me in position to do what I have done, so I owe a lot to him. John Growney is going to be honored this year himself.
My man.
Growney Brothers. And Sigo Mazzini, fellow Asphalt Cowboys, and I wanted to make sure that they're represented, so we got him on the ballot and voted in. And Sandy Winter, she is the 1958 Miss Reading Rodeo, and she has been to every rodeo that we've ever had but one.
And that was because of COVID.
It wasn't because of COVID. Her husband, I think, got sick or something, and they had to go somewhere. But she's been to every single one of them. She was one original member of the junior posse, and so pretty awesome. I cannot wait to hear her stories.
Didn't we meet her the other day? Yes. She's just a lovely woman.
She's got a, 1,000 stories.
Oh, yeah. Too.
Yep.
But it's just, I think I've heard most of them.
it's going to be a great night.
And you know, when we say it's not just limited to the Reading Rodeo Association, this, if you'd like to come to this, you can get tickets for
There's a lot of people who have gone to just about every rodeo, and you know, it's a big part of their family. So for them, it's important to attend also because they've seen the history. They've seen these people in action, and now we're going to honor the people that got us to where we are. So it's pretty cool.
So those tickets are for sale. And it's a great time, great food, and I mean, just it's a lot of,
Tuesday night before rodeo, Tuesday, May 13th at 6 o'clock, gates open, and, dinner's at 7, and then the show to follow.
There you go. And then of course, rodeo kicks off on the 14th, and, with the, Native American night.
That's going to be great.
Thursday night is the family night.
Yep.
Friday night, Bucking Cancer night.
Yep.
Reading Rodeo Association has donated, what, 50,000?
Yeah, we pledged 50, to the Cancer Center.
Over the next 5 years or something like that.
Yep.
And then, of course, Saturday night is Armed Forces night.
Yep.
And that one, my friends, you may not get a ticket for that, but Friday's filling up.
Yep.
But every night is just a quality night. So I would go to readingrodeo.com to get your tickets.
Yep.
As we've spoken before, you go to other sites, you're going to pay a lot more, and in some cases, you don't get good tickets. I mean, they're bogus.
Yeah, they're not good. They're bogus. Yeah.
So now if you have any questions, you call our ticket office, speak to Renee. She'll help you out if she can.
And she will.
The hero.
She's amazing.
Hero of the tickets.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Is Renee.
Runs that whole place. It's amazing. I volunteered again.
Again, for all these years. You know, Bennett, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for one being on today. But for everything you've done for our community, because people don't realize how much, you know, money is raised and then given back out in the community and sponsorship and scholarships, other things, and it does stay here. And it's a big fundraiser for our community.
Yep.
So
it's awesome.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, everybody, have a good weekend. Of course, tomorrow may rain. And then it's going to go back to being sunny. A lot of things happening this week. So, take care. Have a great weekend and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.